Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. What? 877-DOC-DALI. Okay, so as we're dealing with inflation, we have animals and pets that need medical care. And apparently veterinary prices are spiking. And as we saw with the previous recession, and it was bad, and it went for years. It did not end in 2009. I don't understand why now all of a sudden history is changing where they're saying the recession ended in 2009. But I was hearing from veterinarians and I was hearing from people who, you know, worked with animals that individuals cannot afford their pet and they would just abandon their pet anywhere. Now, some would actually go to a vet's office and abandon the pet there. I'd rather they do that than leave the pet out on the street. But I can't tell you how many pets that we were asked to adopt or who were just abandoned. And they abandon them. Because one, they might not be able to afford to feed them and take care of them. Or two, they're ill and they can't afford the medical care. And sadly, some are probably hoping that they just get eaten by a coyote or killed by a car and then be done with it. A very horrible, weenie way of dealing with an issue of you having a pet and not being able to afford it. And so the surging cost of veterinary services is a sign of inflation. You have dental care, you have apartment rents, you have auto repair, you have hotel rates, you have gas prices. And I think a mistake we have is people adopt an animal when they do it as an emotional, they do it as an emotional sort of purchase versus not. So with that, I think we have people that are maybe not thinking it through. I have multiple cats and dogs. And when somebody says, Dahlia, I need you to adopt another one, I'm like, sure, fine. But I got to tell you, man, when I go online to get food for the cats and dogs, and I see that it's up three times what it was a month or two ago, it's a problem. And when my cats only want wet food and they ask for more eats, I give them a lecture going, oh my gosh, you're costing me so much money. This is the fourth entree today. You're asking for four entrees. This is ridiculous. I'm spending thousands of dollars of food a month. I'm not. But of course, you know, I go into a big routine and my husband's like, how much are you spending on food? And I'm like, you don't want to know. But for my cats, I'll do anything. But I do. I'm like, are you kidding me? You don't like to eat, so now I have to serve you a whole other entree. Some of them want albacore tuna. It's ridiculous what you have to spend, but I'm very, very grateful that, you know, I can budget money to pay for the animal food. But I don't think a lot of people realize it. I had no idea. I mean, I wouldn't do anything differently, you know, having the animals that I have, but I had no idea how much it costs when you have an animal that goes into renal failure. You have an animal that goes into respiratory failure. I have spent thousands of dollars on veterinary care. And these vets deserve it. These vets, they're physicians that are taking care of your animal, trying to save them. We had one vet, though, that I think killed the animal by fluid overloading. It was horrible what they did. And then we're ready to take the animal home, and they go, no, we need to put her down tonight. And it was Christmas Eve. I go, well, okay, I guess. I mean, if she's suffering, they go, well, no, but we can't because it's Christmas Eve, so you need to find a place. I'm like, it's Christmas Eve. You guys said I need to take her home. What the hell? It was really, really half. It was done horribly. But for the most part, our other veterinary offices who we've worked with have been absolutely amazing. The problem is it costs money. So for those of you thinking about, you know what, I want a dog, I want a cat, you know, we're not going to have a child yet, so this will be nice because it'll satisfy some of that you know, craving to have something to love. Keep in mind, it's going to cost money. Animals cost money. Not to mention, one thing that really costs money is my cat doing pee-pee house. My cat will find any piece of carpet and do pee-pee on it because he wants to show that that's his place. And then he taught the girl, the baby girl kitty cat, when she came, well, that's what you do. So now the girl cat goes pee-pee. If my husband leaves some clothes on the floor, the girl cat pee-pees on it. I'm like, what the hell are you doing? You're a girl cat. Girl cat don't do pee-pee clothes. So that means once Shake, the older one, goes to the farm, because we were like, okay, what we're going to do is after he goes to the farm, well, then we retile everything and get rid of all the carpet, because you could only do so much trying to clean that stuff out. We're going to not re-carpet, we'll just get rid of tile, but now we have a whole other animal. Well, we were going to re-carpet, but because we think the other animal's going to go pee-pee, now we have to tile. So veterinary care is labor-intensive. And to pay for staff, that's costing money. So now labor costs are up. That costs about half of a veterinary practice. The other vet costs, like medical supplies, lab testing fees, pharmaceuticals, all of those have gone up. So these vets are struggling. And when they charge you, and it's costing hundreds of dollars to take care of your animal, or to provide kennel space, it's costing money. So for those of you that are thinking about adopting an animal, you know, trust me, kids cost money too. But at least you can breastfeed the kid, and, you know, there's Medicaid, there's other things. But with animals, you know, if you have an animal and you can't afford care, that could be a problem. Now, there are, like, you know, the Animal Foundation, and we spoke about, let me see if I have the list. I wrote an article on things you could do that'll help with the animals in terms of their cost. There's a whole bunch of different charities out there that'll help you in terms of, you know, taking care of your animal, like the Pet Fund. I believe there's the Animal Foundation. There's also certain cancer funds and things like that, because they don't want you to not take care of your animal. But it's something that sadly people don't think about. And if with the last recession we had individuals just drop off or abandon their pet, I'm worried the same thing is going to happen. So before you get that far where you don't think you could afford it, you really need to talk to your vet about options that you have. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So many of you will go to a store, like I did. I was back at the grocery store, and there was a box that talked about how it was healthy, that it had essential vitamins in it. And I almost reached for it, and I'm like, no. The amount of sugar, no. And there's a lot of foods we eat, Honey Nut Cheerios, Special K, Raisin Bran. People thought we're healthy. Well, there's bran. Bran is healthy. Yes, it is. But is Raisin Bran the get stuck in your teeth, make you poop for a good 10 minutes, the type of bran? So apparently, the Food and Drug Administration announced Wednesday that it is proposing changes to its definition of quote-unquote healthy. The new definition would disqualify many popular breakfast cereals like Honey Nut Cheerios, Special K, Raisin Bran. The proposed changes will help people improve their nutrition and dietary patterns and reduce the burden of chronic disease and advance health equity. FDA's original definition of healthy, they say, has not changed since it was established in 1994. Under the current definition, a food may bear a, quote, healthy claim if it contains at least 10% of the FDA-recognized daily value for the nutrients calcium, iron, vitamins A and C, protein, fiber, and contain no more than the specified limits for total and saturated fats, cholesterol, and sodium. In contrast, the FDA's new definition of healthy focuses on the food groups associated with healthy dietary patterns, the type of fat rather than the total quantity and the levels of sodium and added sugars. So, for example, they say a cereal would need to have 3/4 of an ounce of whole grains and no more than 1 gram of saturated fat, no more than 230 milligrams of sodium, and no more than 2.5 grams of added sugar in order to get the healthy label. So that means a lot of cereals out there won't qualify because these cereals are pretty sugary. The products that could be on the chopping block for the healthy label, they could still be sold, but they just won't be able to advertise being healthy, is Honey Nut Cheerios because they have 12 grams of added sugar rather than 2.5. Raisin Bran has 9 grams. Corn Flakes has 4 grams and 300 milligrams of sodium. Life cereal has 8 grams of added sugars. Special K. Special K, I remember in the 80s, you would see a very skinny, pretty model eating Special K. And they would talk about how Special K keeps you healthy. It's heart healthy and all that. They don't get the healthy label. 4 grams of added sugars, 270 milligrams of sodium. According to the FDA, the proposed changes would align the definition of the healthy claim with current nutrition science. The FDA said in a news release that more than 80% of Americans are not eating enough fruits, vegetables, and dairy, but they're having too much added sugar, saturated fat, and sodium. So I had an argument with my kids a long time ago. I'm like, okay, you got to take some fruit for breakfast. Like, no, because I have the cereal. And what cereal did you add? This one. It has 10 nutrients and vitamins. Look at all the vitamins in it. I go, that's not natural fruit. That's not a natural... Yeah, I remember trying to buy bran muffins once, and that was a disaster. Trying to get them to eat bran. And they're like, look, just because the box says it doesn't mean it's true. And for a small kid, they don't understand that. They're like, but the box says it. The box is wrong. Okay, it's not a very healthy alternative. But I bought some cereal because every now and then I wanted them to have something if they wouldn't, you know, eat whatever I tried to prepare that was healthy. But to not eat fruit and vegetables because you had a fruit snack, and these fruit snacks, they say, are packed full of vitamin C, no. So Javier Becerra, the Secretary of the Department of Health and Human Services, said nutrition is key to improving our nation's health. Healthy food can lower our risk of chronic disease, but too many people may not know what constitutes healthy food. The FDA move will educate more Americans to improve health outcomes, tackle health disparities, and save lives. So I got to tell you something. I actually agree with this move. I agree that if you are going to even use a healthy label, there better be much better guidelines. And actually, I would even move to say don't put healthy on the label. If it's not fresh fruit or vegetables, I don't know if I would even use the term healthy, because I don't think processed food is necessarily healthy. I get that your box of cereal could last weeks, maybe months, but the preservatives in those, is that really healthy? Healthy is where you go and you get the fish, you take the fresh fish home. It could be fresh frozen, defrost it. Maybe add a little bit of olive oil, add maybe some seasoning, some lemon to it, put it on a plate with a bed of spinach. That could be a pretty healthy meal. It might not be healthy per se to somebody who can't have a high level of mercury. Some people on Coumadin can't have a certain amount of spinach. So I still can't necessarily say that meal is quote unquote healthy. It could still hurt somebody. But it's healthier. You know, maybe what they need to do is say this is a healthier choice than others because I don't even know if I would use the term healthy, to be honest. I think us as consumers, we're smarter than this, but we want to put so much stock into the label. We know most of what we're eating is crap food, but it's cheaper. I told you guys, you know, I'm sick and tired of going to the grocery store and always spending over $100 to $200 every time I walk in there. I'm tired of that. And it's only for a couple days' food. That's ridiculous. And it's not that we don't eat, it's, you know, we eat less. We're trying to eat healthy. When I buy healthy food, it's more expensive. Yet if I swing by McDonald's, I could save a crap load of money. I think In-N-Out Burger has $3.50 burgers. I could technically feed three of us for under $10 if I wanted to. That's not actually no because of tax. But anyway, this isn't really what, that's not the way things should be. But these frozen dinners are being sold for $4.99. They say there's vegetables in them, maybe some pesto, some noodles, maybe some chicken in there. So you're like, great, I could feed my family for $4.99 a pop. But is it healthy? Look at the salt. Look at the fat. Look at the added sugar. That's a problem. So we're eating fake food and we got to stop it. And I know the government wants to kind of reevaluate the healthy label. I agree, but maybe just get rid of the healthy label altogether. For lunch, are you guys eating a salad? No, it's too hard to make a salad, and it's really hard because you can't walk around with it. You can't. Okay, then you know what? Fine. Cut pieces of lettuce. Cut celery sticks. Cut spinach. Bring it in a bag to work. You could have a little baby bowl of some dressing, and you could dip it in the dressing and eat it. And it could be in your hand. It could be in the car. A lot of truckers, I love our truckers, but they have a tough time staying on shift, working, doing what they have to, and being able to find a place to stop and sit down and have a salad or a bowl of vegetables. So we need to cut raw vegetables up and carry them around with us. We need to have an apple with us. We need to have, but by the way, apples could sometimes affect people with irritable bowel. I get it. That's why, like I said, you can't necessarily say healthy. But for some people, an apple works for them if they don't have diabetes and things like that. So you have to figure out ways to get healthy food. Now, I saw one of my coworkers would eat beef jerky. It's like, it keeps me full. I'm getting my protein. The problem is the salt. That's not a healthy choice. I get that it's easy and it's in a package. You could feel like you get your meat, but you can't be doing that every day. That's still not healthy. It's processed food. You have to figure out how to get vegetables in your diet. You have to figure out how to carry them around and how to get them into you. Not all vegetables have to be refrigerated, so you could take them with you to work, and they should still be fine for most of the day. Frozen food, you got to find a microwave, and I know it might taste better, it might make you feel more full. But, and I know it's hard. I get it, trust me. Do I have a bag of vegetables? No. I have a banana from yesterday I didn't eat, and it's already bruised up, so I don't want to eat it. I'm just as guilty, people. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Nicholas Cruz was spared the death penalty by a jury for the murders of 17 people at a Parkland, Florida high school in 2018. Instead, the jury decided to recommend he spend his life in prison without parole. Prices continue to rise according to the September Consumer Price Index, but the year-over-year increase is slower than reported this summer. While appearing on Fox Business, Texas Republican Congressman Kevin Brady says he believes inflation will continue to be a problem in the United States.
It's clear we're going to see high inflation. It's persistent, and right now there's no end in sight.
Kroger and rival grocery store Albertsons are in talks about a merger. Bloomberg News reporting their agreement could be reached this week, but no final decisions have been made. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, you know, interesting that we have Democrats who seem to be switching to the Republican side. We've had Republicans that have switched to the Democrat side. And there's been a lot of back and forth on if they would make good political candidates or not. And we're being told that Tulsi Gabbard might be a popular pick for the 2024 presidential nomination. I don't know. I like her. I think she's a very, very smart woman. A lot of things she says I find very on point. I just don't know if she would advance that quickly as opposed to other individuals who have been, you know, within the Republican Party longer, like Nikki Haley and Kristi Noem, etc. But former Democratic Representative Tulsi Gabbard has now overtaken former Vice President Mike Pence as the third favorite candidate to win the Republican nomination in 2024. there is a British gambling company called Betfair that has odds, I guess, on people. And they have Gabbard's odds of winning the GOP presidential nomination as 10 to 1. Who's the number one favorite? Donald Trump, 11 to 8 odds. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, 12 to 5 odds. Pence, who was third place, moved to fourth place, 16 to 1 odds. And that's according to Newsweek. So Gabbard left Congress in 2021. She announced just this week that she was leaving the Democratic Party. Now, I knew this was coming because she's been on Fox News a lot. You know, she sounds more conservative in a lot of her views. And I was wondering, I'm like, I wonder if she's going to switch parties. And so this has been something I think a lot of people saw was going to come. And she had accused some of her former colleagues to be under the complete control of an elitist cabal of warmongers driven by cowardly wokeness. And she blasted Democrats for radicalizing every issue and stoking anti-white racism. Also felt they were hostile to people of faith and demonized the police. So she even said that the Democrats were dragging us ever closer to nuclear war. So this, obviously she got a lot of attention. You know, she's been with Fox News. I don't know if she's a paid contributor or not, but she's frequently a guest. And so I think, you know, it especially, you know, being where we are today with politics, she could go very, very far if she's on the Republican side of things as opposed to the Democrat side of things. So I wasn't surprised. And based on how she feels, if this is really how she feels, then all the power to her. But in terms of who is going to, you know, make it to the finish line, people keep asking me, why is it Trump? Why is it Trump? What is it about Trump that you know, is it that Trump is so popular that people just think, well, he's the front runner? I mean, when you look at sports, I mean, one thing I've learned with sports is just because somebody's the favorite doesn't necessarily mean that's always the case. Yeah, the majority of the time they win, you know, but they have to have, you know, something behind it. Trump, not only does he seem to be the favored, but the things that he is campaigning for are very popular ideas. And many people felt that his approach to the border wall, his approach to foreign relations, his approach to, you know, foreign policy, his approach to the economy is what the country needs. So if he has the ideas that win people over, he's gonna get in. Also, another reason why people might be falling for Trump is because Trump also looks like a victim. He got censored by Twitter. He got censored by Facebook. He got silenced. And he's overcoming. So he also has an underdog appeal to some. Because if he could reach the numbers, it's one of these underdog stories where despite Google or despite Facebook and Twitter and despite tech and most of social media trying to suppress him, if he's able to win, some Americans, whether they're Republican or not, might like the idea of, you know, I didn't want Facebook or Twitter having that much control. I like the fact that he was still able to get his voice out. And I want there to be equal voice. So he's able to appeal on all of those levels. On the flip side, people are concerned that there's always drama with him. There's a lot of drama. Now, is it that he attracts drama because he calls it like he sees it? Or is it that he is playing with the FBI? You know, they want to see something. He doesn't want to show it to them. Does he have his right? Does he, you know, he's not a play ball kind of guy. But what if he doesn't want to play ball in a game that's rigged? So I think a lot of us are kind of wondering what exactly is going on. But because there's drama attached with it, some people are like, look, I just don't want the drama. I want to know that whoever we pick is going to, you know, be able to get through unscathed. But that's not going to happen. People rip Ron DeSantis to pieces. People rip Greg Abbott. So you're not going to find necessarily a candidate that is going to be like Teflon. Tulsi Gabbard, she would be, if she ran for president, she would be ridiculed for switching sides, for being an opportunist, for not being loyal to the cause from day one, And then any sort of voting record she had would be used against her. So anybody who runs is going to have baggage. And that's why I think Trump may go far with this next cycle, because if everybody has baggage, people are going to then try to go for who they think is going to win and be able to, you know, get as many people behind him as possible. It's a tricky game. I don't like politics. I really don't. You know, and I see opportunists, and I see, you know, people trying to, get headlines. I do have to admit, I find it very gutsy when somebody like Kristen Sinema or Joe Manchin goes against the grain, saying, look, I don't like the bill. I don't want to vote for it. It doesn't help my constituents. Lisa Murkowski, Susan Collins, if she doesn't feel something represents her constituents, their constituents, they do have a right to, in fact, they have a duty to vote for their constituents. Now, if they aren't, and Alaskans are like, what the hell did Murkowski do now? I mean, like, look at Liz Cheney. Liz Cheney, she lost her election bad because her Wyoming constituents didn't feel as if she represented them. So Liz Cheney voting against the grain, did she do it for her own political aspirations and people think that she's going to join the Democrat Party? Or did she do it because her Wyoming constituents said, look, Liz, this is what we need. This is what we want. We want universal health care. We want college debt paid for. So vote for it, or whatever she voted for. So if you are an elected official for Las Vegas, New Mexico, let's say, and you are not putting Las Vegas, New Mexico, and your citizens or your residents and your constituents at the top of your priority, then Las Vegas, New Mexico is not going to reelect you. Same thing with Las Vegas, Nevada, Hollywood, Florida, Hollywood, California. You need to represent what your constituents want. It gets tricky in these big states. There's a lot of Californians that do not feel Newsom represents them. A lot of New Yorkers feel the same. A lot of Arizonans don't feel they're being represented by their governors or their representatives. Well, then, you know, majority rules or people move. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. There is a psychology behind it. It's all psychology. It's all marketing. It's all finding the right opportunity. Mike Pence, a nice guy. But people don't look at him as, you know, they don't know if he's going to, you know, be able to take on a Trump or DeSantis. So I don't know how far he could go. Nice guy, though. 1-877-DOC-LA.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at DrDahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's DrDahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there. and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hey, y'all. Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are, you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I want to apologize to you guys, because being a physician who has written books, and my books aren't that exciting. The covers aren't that exciting. The books aren't that exciting. I've really never won an award for my book. When you guys hear me talk about how some of us physicians write books, you're probably like, Dahlia, thank you, but no thank you. No. You're going to like this one. Dr. Fionn Fox Faraday, who is has worked in pulmonary critical care medicine, wrote a book which is fantastic. And she is here to talk about what she created. Dr. Faraday, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me on your show, Dr. Dahlia. Thank you.
Wow, this is cool. This is cool. First of all, gorgeous cover. Talk to us about your latest book.
This one or the one that I'm working on right now?
Both of them. We want to hear it all. But the Karen Mates of the Alliance, talk to us about that.
It is set in a post-apocalyptic Earth. We have been attacked by some very hostile, malignant aliens who want to harvest our oceans and basically rape the world. And we are very lucky in that the sort of the protectorate for the galaxy has been dispatched to try to route them. And they route to the aliens, and the heroes are the Luperans. And they are assigned to help our planet recuperate because we are in devastated, horrible shape. We will not survive without help.
Mm-hmm.
And when he, some people at the hospital, because they're trying to supply some very advanced medical tech to help us with all of our incredible numbers of injured people, he meets someone that he's been dreaming about, and that's Dr. Daria. And this is their story, and it's a lot of... it's very sweet. It is very steamy. It's very funny because there are a lot of pratfalls that come with two completely different races in first contact. It kind of brings to mind The Shape of Water, where two completely different individuals look beneath the surface and find their other half.
Mm-hmm. No, it's
and,
interesting. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Oh, no, you go ahead.
I've been living in this world for about... 2.5 years now, and writing's turned into therapy for me. I used to read a lot, now I write more, and it's a lot of free therapy, so I kind of just explored the rest of their story and their friends' stories in a couple more books. I'm currently on book number 9.
That's fantastic.
It's a lot of free therapy.
Yes, you know, it's interesting because, you know, when people do write fiction, there's a lot of truth, or there's a lot of inspiration that's real life. What going on right now in the world inspired you to do this?
Well, I wrote this book. I had been on medical leave because I had a medical scare back in early spring of 2020, and I was put on no-call responsibilities. And when I came back, it was in the middle of the first wave of COVID. And it was, as you remember, as we all know, we lost families. There was so little we could do. Mm-hmm. And it was very difficult to leave work at work. And, you know, we actually, to some degree, have it easy because our ICU nurses are there for 12-hour shifts. And this is back before we had families that could be at bedside. So they were their patients' only source of support. And those guys stuck it out. They came in day after day after day.
Mm-hmm.
So this book was a tribute to them, kind of a love letter to say thank you for all they do. And also to try and give them something to smile about, because they did giggle a lot when they read it. And I wanted to weave a thread of hope through this.
Oh, I think it's fantastic. We're speaking to Dr. Fionn Fox Faraday, writer, author of multiple books, including Karen Mates of the Alliance. Talk to us about some of your current work.
I ended up exploring, the next book is about his Karen's best friend and Daria's best friend. And then the books after that kind of went off in different directions because they weren't the characters that I was going to write about, but they kind of just clamored for attention and said, no, you're going to go here because our story needs to be told now. So it is one of the things I found amazing is they kind of write themselves. The characters almost seem to take on a life of their own, and they want to tell a story. And sometimes I tried doing outlines. It didn't work because they wanted to go someplace completely different, and it was better than what I'd come up with.
So true. You know, and it's interesting, you know, blending medicine and the arts. You know, we saw that with TV shows like Friends or with Cheers or with the Jeffersons, all these shows. We found out that in subsequent seasons, the story got better. And these writers who started season one had no idea that there was going to be a Ross and Rachel, or they had no idea that it was going to take a turn such that the character, you know, just kind of fed on themselves and be able and would create more stories. So I think that's fantastic because a lot of individuals, they think they're going to get to season 5 or season 6. And sometimes you have to lay that foundation from a character standpoint in season 1, but make them a character that's so multidimensional that allows them to be able to, you know, have sequels and I don't know. That's just my opinion.
Yes, I mean, the characters, if they develop a lot of depth and you become very attached to them because, you know, some of them are just very funny, they're sarcastic, they've got a really crusty layer, but underneath it all, they really, really do care. You just have to dig a little. So, yeah, it's quite amazing. I have a lot of trouble. I've not yet been able to write a character that I have not written about later. Usually they end up finding their way into their own book at some point.
That's fantastic. So, you know, you talk about the therapy, and I tell individuals all the time, you know, when they deal with the trauma, you, with everything you saw with Pulmer, you know, and Crit Care, and, you know, I've had patients who have been raped, assaulted. Sometimes writing a book, it doesn't have to be nonfiction, but sometimes writing is so therapeutic. Talk to us about that.
Well, you know, I wanted science fiction because we were so frustrated because we didn't have much to offer in the first, and we, to some degree, we still don't have a lot to offer, but not as much as we'd like. So science fiction, because I wanted to be able to have tech that could actually make a difference, and all these problems that we see that we have, we can't correct, they could do with their tech. And then there is a little commentary toward the end where, you know, as good as the Luperin's tech is, and it is pretty amazing for medicine, sometimes good old-fashioned hands-on needs to be done.
Amen.
So it's one of those, don't just rely on tech. You know, don't underestimate the power of just good old hands-on healing.
So true.
Work.
How can people find your book and find out more information?
It is available on both Amazon at Kindle and Barnes & Noble for Nook. It's also available in paperback. Thank you, Jeannie. On both sites. And the website is www.matesofthealliance.com. All lowercase.
That's fantastic. In the last minute or so, is there another piece that you've been really, really proud of that you want my listeners to know about?
I want them to be able to I want the take-home message to be one of hope. I want them to be able to laugh and see themselves in the characters, more especially Daria. I don't put a lot of description usually into the female characters because they're usually human. Not all of them are. And I want people to be able to imagine themselves and picture the kind of relationship that they want.
Mm-hmm. So
I think that's a message I want them to take.
Dr. Fionn Fox Faraday, a winner of International Impact Book Award, writer of multiple books, Karen, Mates of the Alliance. You being here was a special treat. You being a part of my profession, colleague, I'm grateful. Thank you for all you do, and we can't wait to have you back.
Thank you so much. I've had a lot of fun spending time with you today. Thank you. I really enjoyed this.
Good luck with everything. Keep us posted. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess.
Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology, a pre-recorded voice about offers, or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.